Khan, Tim Kalischa, Harry Lyles, Junior Frank, Guy Sola. NFL news of the day, as it is every Wednesday. The players of the week from last week. And people who gamble, what type of odds do you think you could have gotten on Zach Wilson, Tommy DeVito, players of the week? 1,000,000 to 1? What a week and what a year for quarterbacks in the NFL. Let's go around the horn.
New York is a football town, as everybody knows. We're back.
Where was Joe Flacco in this?
We start with the NBA night in ejections, Draymond Draymonding, and Jokic Jokicing. Let's start with Green. The windmill on Nurkic, a flagrant 2. He was tossed. His 18th career ejection, his 3rd this season, which is an impressive pace at this point in his career. Golden State was up 5 at the time. Phoenix would win by 3. Look at Golden State's bench watching it happen. What are you doing? What are you doing? There was somewhat different sounding Green after the game. I want you to listen to this.
As you know, I'm not one to apologize for things I meant to do, but I do apologize to you, sir. Because I didn't intend to hit him. I sell calls with my arms. So I was just selling the call because he was grabbing me and pulling my hip. So I spun away, and unfortunately, I hit him.
Frank Isola, around the horn to you. What do we have here?
If you think that wasn't intentional, I have a bridge to sell you in San Francisco. Number one, if that's not intentional, your first human reaction is to look at the player that you supposedly unintentionally hit to check on their well-being. He did not care about Yusuf Nurkic, 100% intentional. The last 14 months for Draymond Green, assaults a teammate at a practice, stomps on Domantas Sabonis. He had the incident just a month ago with Rudy Gobert, and now this. And remember what the league said the last time he was suspended. They look at the player's history. Draymond Green has no one to blame but himself. That's why he's in big trouble. That's why he was trying to state his case last night after the game. It's going to be a big-time suspension. It should be a big-time suspension. And the Warriors and Draymond Green are in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Can you put a number on big time for us, Frank?
I think minimum 5, which everyone's like, well, you know, the last one was 5, but that's a lot of games. The third of the way through the season, he's going to miss 10 of the games already. But I think anywhere between 5 and 10 is absolutely justified here.
I thought you were going to go bigger when you said big time. I thought we were looking at double digits.
10 is a lot.
Harry Lyles Jr., what do we have here?
Yeah, I mean, Draymond, you got to stop doing this, bro. I mean, it's really that simple. The suspension's got to be probably more than the Gobert suspension just because of how soon it is after that. It wasn't quite the same thing, right? It wasn't a chokehold, but like you called it correctly, a windmill. Like that is not a natural movement. That is not the way that you sell calls traditionally because we know what that looks like. And you're harming yourself, and really he's harming his team at a time when they really need him the most right now. The only reason he was guarding Nurk in that position was because Steve Kerr had to bench Andrew Wiggins and Kevon Looney because this Warriors team hasn't been able to find a rhythm. And he's been a part of that problem because he has now missed or not finished 11 of 23 games that they have played because he has either been ejected or because he was already suspended. So he's got to get it together at this point.
Tim Kalischa, what do we have here?
You know, on the Draymond meter between reckless and malicious, I think this was a little more toward the reckless and a little less toward the malicious than the Rudy Gobert choke, which I thought was more serious. Although every time I watch this, it hurts my jaw a little more when I see him swing like that. Yeah, and the idea that he didn't know what was going to happen, he reaches behind with his left hand. He knows exactly where Nurkic is right before his arms suddenly go flailing around in a whirly bird motion. So I wouldn't believe him for a second, but as Frank said, the NBA has basically let him off the hook. Steve Kerr has enabled him his whole career because he helps him win championships, and especially last year with the Jordan Poole incident. So he doesn't expect to get much. I think it should be 5 to 7, which again is a lot of money and more losses for the Warriors who can't afford them. But it's really grown very tiresome to watch, whether you're fans of the Warriors or not.
Yeah, I thought you guys would all be in the double digits here. Mina Kimes, to you, what do we have here?
I mean, if the bar for maliciousness, as Tim laid out, is, well, at least he didn't put someone in a chokehold this time, then I think the league has a problem. His team has a problem. He has a problem. My concern with a suspension, and I would say the league should probably double him up to 10 games because of the recidivism, is I don't think it'll affect his behavior based on the way he continues to talk about what he's done, the contortions, the refusal to admit guilt in the situation. He seems like a player who thinks, I wouldn't say that he's above the law of the league, but that these repercussions don't matter. This feels like a situation where the team, the Warriors, the coach, Steve Kerr, need to step in and check him somehow, because he is clearly hurting the team at a very sensitive moment with some of the decisions that they've made and the struggles that they've
had. I hear what you're saying, national panel, but I've heard this all before, you know? They lost an NBA Finals because of this behavior. Frank Isola after the horn, you can get back in.
And to Mina's point, Draymond basically told you the last time, I'm not going to change the way that I play. It's less than 30 days after he tried to choke out Rudy Gobert that he has another incident. And think about it, too. He's kicked Steven Adams in the groin. The thing with Sabonis, now Nurkic, Rudy Gobert. He's always defending much bigger players. You wonder if the frustration of how physical things are getting. He thinks he could take liberties, and the league really has to step in here and do something severe. 5, for me, won't be enough, but 5 to 10 absolutely is the right number.
Tim Kalishaw.
I feel like that belief, Tony, that you mentioned about he cost them the championship, along with the championships they've won, that's what's enabled him, thinking of him like that. If he'd had this whole career, same stats, same player, but he'd been a Pelican the whole time or a Portland Trailblazer and never won a championship, I think he would be dismissed out of hand much quicker and get much larger suspensions.
Possible, but I don't even see it that way, Tim. I think not enough is said that ejection and suspension in the finals cost them a championship. I think it's kind of been,
sure.
And it's a hard conversation, because you can understand a player thinks, what makes me unique? What makes me special? Because I can really go to the line, and maybe sometimes I step over it, but that's what I'm willing to do. And never had the hard conversation with anybody saying, this is now at a point where we're missing you for half a season. We've been horned, we'll move on. Another rejection. Jokic, second in about a week and a half. This one was just for a technical foul, saying a magic word to an official. The magic word that invokes a consummation on the maternal line. Fans booed over the ejection, which is noteworthy because the game was in Chicago, where it wasn't officially Serbian Heritage Night, but it wound up being that. Jokic said sometimes the word he said gets you in trouble, sometimes it doesn't. Tim, was this ejection worthy?
I can't imagine, given what was reported by a number of people, that word doesn't always get you in trouble, that you can sometimes get away with saying that about a referee. It's a word with, I don't know, about a dozen letters in it, and you can't repeat it, but it's a bad word. And I know players think I get two technicals before I get tossed, but you can't just, I don't care if you're the best player in the league and you have MVP titles and a ring. You just cannot, in my mind, you can't say that. If you want to have any control over your star players or your players at all in a game, they get to say a lot to the refs. The player here in Dallas gets to say a lot to the refs and still not get technical sometimes, but I don't think you can say that.
Okay, and a one technical ejection, you were all right with that in this case as well, it sounds.
I'm fine with that.
Mina Kimes?
Yeah, I think Jokic, the perception of his ejection or what he did to deserve it, he kind of benefits from the proximity to Draymond getting kicked out for doing something so much worse. He also benefits from the fact that he's a superstar. So we see him getting ejected, and the natural response is, oh, man, those poor fans who, as you said, in Chicago, there, I believe on Serbian night, some of them, it stinks for them that they came to see a star and that he get kicked out for what seems to be a small infraction. But if you create different rules for stars, you're creating an unfair system. You can't let that impact why a player is or is not ejected.
But I was under the impression it was two technicals for ejection. This was one. Frank, I sold it to you.
No, but it's the way he said it toward the referee in an aggressive manner. You know, once upon a time, it used to be the head coach and the two star players. We'll use Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen as an example. They could work the referee. Over the last few years, it's every guy on the roster thinks they can go at the referee without any types of consequences. The referees, they were bothered by it. The league told them to back off. Clearly now, with the league, you know, looking at a new TV deal, they've told the referees, no more with the players. And if you're going to kick Nikola Jokic out, who, by the way, this is his second ejection this year, it sets a good tone for the rest of the league. Enough. We're tired of this where everyone thinks that they can debate every single call. The viewers don't like it. The referees don't like it. And something
needs to be done.
Okay,
so you think this is a good tone. You think the MVP of the league, or he was an MVP last year, but we know he's a superstar, getting ejected was a good thing for the league. Harry Lyles Jr., you see it like that?
Giannis got kicked out.
I don't necessarily think it's a good thing. I think that there has traditionally been some leeway that has been given to players in these instances, and that's why you get one technical before you are ejected. But I think the bigger point here and that I want to point out is with the fans. I don't think those were just Serbian fans that were booing. Those were a bunch of fans who, and I can tell you this as somebody that grew up as an Atlanta Hawks fan in the early 2000s when we looked forward to the lottery more than playoffs. You look at the schedule, right, and you see who's coming to town. For me, it was Kobe Bryant. It was Shaq. It was Dwayne Wade. It was LeBron James. And so for the Bulls, who are 9-17, you had a lot of fans in that arena, probably 90% of them, who looked at the schedule before the season started and said, bet, the defending champion Denver Nuggets are coming to town in Nikola Jokic. I want to go watch him play basketball. To eject him on one technical foul, I'm going to defend the fans here. You can't do that.
Look at Tim Cal. I love story time with Harry Lyles. Young Harry Lyles.
I'm upset.
Yeah. Tim, you're wondering why that wasn't Spud Webb or Dominique Wilkins? Or...
Yeah, I'm wondering who grew up in the 2000s on this show, but that's fine. He didn't look forward to Dirk. He didn't look forward to Dirk coming into town. I got no time.
No, or the Spurs.
And those guys didn't curse at the ref. That's why they stayed in
the game. They didn't curse at the refs. Really, Frank? Come on now.
Dirk did, but it was in German.
Calling that magic word.
Fire sale next.
Around the Horn is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la Vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
Bill Belichick this week asked about his future. He said he's thinking about Kansas City.
Getting ready for Kansas City. That's what I'm doing.
Patriots insider Tom Ekard on NBC Sports Boston's early edition that the Patriots will part ways with Belichick this offseason, that the decision was already made after all the losing last month. Mina, buy or sell?
I am buying it. There's been smoke around this since before this season, after last season and the disaster that they had on offense with their coaches. The fact that it hasn't gotten better makes me think that it's not going any away anytime soon. We'll have plenty of time to debate the merits of that choice, but as far as the likelihood, it seems very probable.
Tim Kalishaw?
I'm selling any coach who talks without moving his lips. I don't think you should trust people who do that, like that, talk like Belichick. I'm starting to believe it could happen. I don't know if it should, but 3 weeks ago I still didn't think there was a chance. But if they're going to go 5-12 or 4-13, people have to move on from coaches, even the best of all time, at a certain point in time.
You seem disheartened by this, Tim.
No, I like a few coaches in the league who are older than me, but that's beside the point. It's not really about me. I just like having great coaches around, and he's a great coach, and He'll be missed in his own weird way, not as
in. Harry, do you believe the decision's already been made?
I don't know the decision has already been made, but I do buy that it is probably best for everybody involved because Bill Belichick is 71 years old. This doesn't look like a team that's 3 or 5 years away from competing. I just don't think it benefits him to stick around and try to rebuild this. I don't think it benefits them to try to keep or hold on to what has been successful for them in the past because he's not going to be around much longer coaching that football team anyways because eventually he has to retire, right? So I think naturally this is coming to an end, and I think it will this offseason.
For a guy solo.
You know, those reporters, first of all, plugged in. They're not pulling this out of thin air. That's one thing. But for me, it's absurd that you're losing a game in Frankfurt, Germany, and this is when you're deciding that's it for Bill Belichick. By the way, how about the way the team has played, at least defensively, the last few weeks? You're going to sit there and tell me they're not playing for the coach? The problem is personnel. Now, if you want to say he's responsible for that, that's fine. But they have a big-time quarterback issue. We know in this league it's hard to win without a quarterback.
Mina, just to follow up real quick, I think everyone can understand these things have to end. Why do they end badly? Because they have to end. But would there be hard feelings here, I guess, is what do you gauge on that?
Yeah, I bet there would be hard feelings. I mean, I think Bill Belichick will keep coaching to break that wins record because he loves the game. And I can't imagine he would be happy with leaving on this note, given the career he's had in New England.
We'll move on. Buy or sell to Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast, Footballing.
Maybe the tradition of the Pittsburgh Steelers is done. Maybe it needs to be formed a new kind of way. I don't know.
Wow. Roethlisberger questioning the players and coaching in last week's loss to the Patriots. Says this isn't what it means to wear the black and gold. Tim, buy or sell all that?
I'm going to sell that. The Steelers, despite how they played against Arizona and New England, are 7-6 with a chance. I seem to remember Ben's last playoff team kind of sneaking into the playoffs with a bad record, too. I also remember some players on his team, like Antonio Brown, who maybe weren't all about the Steelers culture. So I think he's being able to play a little fast and loose there.
Yeah. Tim is exactly right. This team bears a lot of similarities to the last few teams of Roethlisberger's career, which is to say teams that outperformed their rosters and outperformed despite bad quarterback play. Was surprised to hear him take a shot at Tomlin. That felt new. He's taken a lot of shots at players since retiring. The Tomlin piece was new, though.
Right, guys, solo.
Yeah, come on. This has been going on since the beginning of time. Guys that retire, they start talking about the good old days. I do it every day myself, and I know it's completely ridiculous as well. So, Ben Roethlisberger, you know, you are talking about Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, that organization, they are stability in the NFL. And you're going to go after a guy like that? That's pretty weak, I think. Mm.
And Harry Lyles Jr.?
Tony, I'll buy that you can critique your former team. That's fine. But I am extremely selling, oh, the tradition of the Pittsburgh Steelers might be over. Like, all right, dude, we'll subscribe to your podcast. We get it.
You think he's trying to make news? I mean, he didn't say anything you guys haven't said for the last week, though.
That is absolutely
the last season, really.
He has a podcast, too, Tony.
I get it. Everybody's got a podcast. I don't have a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast. But everything he said, you guys all said before about the Steelers in the last year. We'll move on.
Not about that tradition.
Hot off that 3-0 win over Vegas. The Minnesota Vikings naming Nick Mullins starter Saturday at Cincinnati. Their fourth different starting quarterback this season. It's Mullins versus Browning for two teams who could really make the playoffs here. Harry, buy or sell Minnesota maintaining their playoff run now with a fourth quarterback in Nick Mullins?
I'm buying the attempt. I mean, if Kevin O'Connell can pull this off, give him coach of the year because playing these four different quarterbacks who vary extremely in terms of their talent, if they're able to pull that off, you have to hand them the trophy because that's ridiculous.
Frank Isola?
Whenever I cite the quarterback's one loss record, Mina rolls her eyes. So I'm not going to do it right now because it doesn't fit my argument. I think it's the right move to make. But I do think at some point you'll see Dobbs play again. We never thought we were going to see Zach Wilson. And look what he did. According to Tony, he was the player of the week in the AFC.
That's according to the NFL. But yes, Mina Kimes, how about you?
I'm buying that they can pull it off, largely because of the competition in that NFC with the Packers, the Seahawks, and Rams. I don't think those teams are in much better shape. Also because Justin Jefferson's return, this is still a good offense, and I think that Kevin O'Connell can keep him on track.
And Jefferson says he'll be ready to go Saturday. Tim Kalishuk on Mullins.
Yeah, I think Jefferson gives him a chance, and I think this is kind of a Viking tradition. Last time they went to the NFC Championship game, I believe Case Keenum was their quarterback. So they don't always come at you with, you know, their original starters.
But then there is a Viking funeral, right? Isn't that when you do one of these things and do one of those things and we say goodbye?
Oh.
Mita Kimes, Harry Lyles Jr. That's our showdown. Next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Around the Horn is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Mita Kimes, Harry Lyles Jr., good luck in showdown. The Washington Wizards and Washington Capitals potentially leaving their home court and home ice in the District of Columbia and moving arenas 5 miles south to Virginia. The move date would be 2028. Governor of Virginia was at a press conference this afternoon with owner Ted Leonsis with grand plans and artist rendering. D.C. could still respond to this. Mina, what's your reaction to this potential move?
To roll my eyes, it's been reported that Leonsis is seeking something like $600 million from the city of D.C. to stay there. This is the same sort of blackmail tactics we've seen time and time again from these owners trying to get public money.
Harry Lyles Jr.?
Yeah, Tony, it stinks and it smells awfully similar to the Atlanta Braves moving out to Cobb County. But I will tell you this. If they do make this move, the Washington Capitals immediately move up the power rankings of team nicknames that do not make sense because they will go from the Capitals to the suburbs, much like the Lakers do not make sense in Los Angeles and the Jazz does not make sense in Utah.
It's 5 miles away. I mean, it's not exactly, you could probably still see the Capitol building from where they are. We'll split the point. We'll move on. Almost had a penalty shot fight last night. Brady Tkachuk, Pyotr Kochetkov, goes out. Diving poke, sliding check to stop it. Tkachuk didn't like how he came out, and there was nearly a fight. In the end, Tkachuk got a misconduct. So a penalty on a penalty shot. Who's right, who's wrong here, Harry?
Tkachuk is 100% in the right, and I will tell you why. Because whether it is you, or it's me, or it's Mina, any of us that put on a goalie uniform would have used the same tactics that he did, and that's not the way you should be playing the position. Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay, Mina Kimes?
Wow, I totally disagree because I love aggressive goalkeeping. But coming out like that, he is exposing the net, so he puts himself at risk, and he's giving himself a shot, a better chance to stop.
And it makes it far more exciting.
Yes.
Mina Kimes, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Hey, so we were just talking about the Minnesota Vikings and their quarterback situation, but I'm here to tell you the reason they've been winning games is not because of the quarterback situation, it's because of this defense led by Brian Flores, who sued the NFL for discrimination. That's ongoing. Didn't know if he was going to get a job. That defense has been the best in the NFL since week 6. Third lowest QBR. Credit to Brian Flores, who should be the assistant of the year.
Assistant coach of the year. You gave coach of the year to... Vikings coach as well earlier.
He likes guys.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Admit it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.